Adam Cattrall on Key 103. It's a Manchester thing.
You listen to Key 103, number one for Manchester. Hope you are well on this Monday evening. Now, as well as all the serious stuff, we do like a little bit of light entertainment on the show, one of which is every now and again, when we are not looking after our children, we do like to get a bit of a babysitter in, to myself and producer Jim. It's happened once in 3 years for me. It hasn't happened yet for him in his 3 years first of fatherhood, but hopefully it'll happen soon, and therefore we can get to the cinema and enjoy some fantastic films, like 1980s remake of Ghostbusters. Yeah, right. To discuss this a little bit further, John Isherwood is in the studio with me. The reason why he's here, not only is because he's a fantastic radio presenter, it's because he's been to watch Ghostbusters. And because we are going to take a particular route with this, we can't get official lines from publications that are paid to obviously look after and sit on the fence with such films. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad, Adam. How are you, mate?
Sound, my man. When did you watch this?
This morning.
You got up early to go to one of the first screenings today of Ghostbusters, the brand spanking new movie.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to have time throughout the week, so I thought, I'm going to get it out of the way now, get it sorted. And
are you a bit of a movie man? Do you like to
totally.
Go to the cinema?
All the time, yeah.
Have you been looking forward to this?
With trepidation, yes.
Go on, crack on, tell me about it.
Well, I'm a massive fan of Ghostbusters. I love Ghostbusters. It's probably in my top three favourite movies, if not the number one, along with Back to the Future and Empire Strikes Back. The classics. I love Ghostbusters to bits. It's brilliant. I was a little bit worried about this remake because I thought, A, it's pointless, and B, it's just, you don't need to reboot it.
Well, how different is the story, yeah? Peter Venkman's not in it this time, is he?
He's not, but
Let's not beat around the bush. Let's not do the elephant in the room. It's not blokes this time. It's girls, yeah?
It is girls, but that doesn't matter.
Okay.
It could be four Ghostbusting dogs, for all I cared.
Right.
But it is four women, and they're all great. They're all from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
They're all really great comedy actresses in their own right. But as a movie, it didn't need to happen, and my word, it's bad.
What is the synopsis of the thing? Who are they chasing? Are they chasing the Stay Puft Man? Is Mr. Marshmallow Man in there?
He is in it, but he's not the sort of bad guy in it, right? The basic premise of the film is, you've got...
Is it in the same New York fire department? Is it in New York, yeah?
It's in New York.
Yeah.
The firehouse is in it.
Yeah.
Which is one of the best buildings in the world. Yeah. I've been to it.
Do they have proton packs?
They do have proton packs.
Wicked.
They've got traps.
Okay.
They've got the fire pole.
Slimer in it.
Slimer's in it. And Mrs. Slimer.
So basically, it's just normal Ghostbusters, but with girls instead of boys.
Yeah, the storyline is pretty much the same, to be honest. They've got the scientist, who is the sort of Peter Venkman, but obviously Kristen Wiig's female version of it, who's trying to get tenure at a university. She wrote a book in the past, which she's trying to stay away from because she saw a ghost and she got together with her friend, investigated the paranormal. They wrote this book and everyone's trying to debunk it. The guy from the university is basically saying, oh, yeah, we're not going to give you tenure because of this, so, you know, you need to stay away from that. We can't have you, you know...
This is what
yourself.
Happened to the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
they pooed them
the
off, didn't they? They say, no, Ghostbusters, they're talking about ghosts. No, this is rubbish, and they kick them off. And I remember when they paraded straight back into Times Square, man.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters are back, baby! Do you know what I mean? It's the same story.
It is pretty much the same story with a few little twists, but there are, like, there's even sort of visual nods to the original movie, same shots, there are same bits of the script in there.
Mm.
There is a lot of the same movie.
Why have they done it then?
I don't
money?
Know.
Money? Is it just dope?
Money. Basically, Sony Pictures have actually set up something called Ghost Corps, which is a sort of overriding Ghostbusters production house. So they're looking for, like, every single spin-off that they can get now. They're looking for Ghostbusters 2, 3, Ghostbusters in, you know, South Africa or whatever. They're trying to get all the different... I'm just thinking of an international...
I haven't gone and watched that, I think.
It's an international franchise.
In South Africa.
Different, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're looking for all these different angles now on this, and they've released this movie, which basically... Can I describe what I said on my Facebook earlier, how I described it?
You can do whatever you want, mate, as long as you don't libel me and get me shut down. I've only been here a week. Go on.
Not going to happen, mate. Not going to happen. Ghostbusters, this new movie, is basically a Scooby-Doo adventure.
Oh, right, okay.
With paranormal investigators...
That's what Scooby-Doo does, though. He looks after
and
paranormal.
Thor.
And what?
And Thor.
As in the Marvel?
Yeah, the guy who plays Thor is in the movie. And to be fair, he is the best part of
Chris
it.
Chris Hemsworth. Hemsworth, that's it, yeah.
He's the best part of the film.
What does he do?
He's the secretary.
What, Janine Melnitz?
Yeah, yeah.
He is Janine Melnitz.
He's Janine.
Flipping heck, man.
But the,
this end, right.
You know how Ghostbusters was basically about the four characters, about the camaraderie, the comedy with the characters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't so much
Egon, Winston. Genius. They were the boys, weren't they? Yeah? Peter Venkman, big fan.
It was about those guys, and it was about the camaraderie between the team. It wasn't so much about the ghosts. That was what they were chasing. That was the sort of secondary thing. The ghosts are sort of front and centre stage, and it's not natural. When I say Scooby-Doo...
Ghosts aren't natural.
It's not naturally introduced into the film, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So when you think of Scooby-Doo, it's a man in a mask, isn't it? It's always a guy in a mask.
No comment.
There's a guy...
My son might be listening. No comment.
There's a Scooby-Doo bad guy in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which there wasn't in the first one.
You darn kids, whatever he says, yeah. You pesky kids, yeah.
There's a Scooby-Doo bad guy, and it's really badly handled. It's really done badly. It's kind of got a bullying subplot.
You see, this annoys me, right? These 80s, these 80s remakes of films just annoy me in general.
Mm.
Because why do it? There's enough creativity in the world, yeah? And enough CGI to go and create a brand spanking new film. Stop thinking about, I tell you what, we're really popular back in the 80s, right? Before these kids were born. Let's go and wreck the adulthood of all these fans. All this generation here, we're going to wreck it for them, yeah? They had a wonderful childhood growing up with the Goonies, growing up with Karate Kid and all this lot. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to remake it, but we're not going to make it better. Oh, no. We're going to make it worse.
We'll ruin it.
Because what will happen is them dads will say, hey, come to the cinema with me, lad. I'll show you a proper film, Karate Kid. That's a proper film, that. And you get in there with a new generation, and kid looks at you going, this is rubbish, absolutely rubbish. And then you, as a parent, can't justify it to the child.
Mm.
No, honestly, the original was brilliant. Because then what will happen is that you'll go home and get the original out. And let's be honest, the original now looks rubbish, yeah? So therefore you lose all your street cred. But your kids, they should just leave this stuff alone. All these films, I believe that they're actually going to remake Goonies. How are they going to remake Goonies?
I just don't know how to do it. You know, Warner Brothers Studios, who make Harry Potter, they're basically now focusing on remakes and Harry Potter movies and franchises.
Remaking Harry Potter?
No, not just remaking Harry Potter, but...
You can't remake it. It's only just finished.
They probably will reboot it. They'll do it again. But they're concentrating solely on reboots, remakes, franchise, studio pieces.
What's in the pipeline that they're going to redo?
Well, again, they're looking at the Harry Potter franchise at the moment. That's one thing that they're looking at.
And they're going to remake the Harry Potter.
I don't know whether they'll remake it, but they're going to go with... You know, there's that Extraordinary Beasts and How to Catch a Monster. It's the next part of the story that J.K. Rowling did. It's got the guy who was in... Oh, what was he? I can't remember his blooming name, though.
Go on. Doesn't matter. Carry on.
Yeah, it's meant to be one of the big films this year. It's coming out in November, I think. And
this is a spin-off of Harry Potter.
Yeah, spin-off of Harry Potter, where there'll be a sequel to this. So they're concentrating on those studio properties right now so they can carry on with those. Like, again, the DC universe, because Warner Brothers produced Justice League and Batman versus Superman.
Which, awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
But...
Burn it. Chuck it in the bin. Why have they done that? Why have they put Batman and Superman in the same film? It was just terrible.
Because people wanted to see it.
I switched it off, and it was 2.5 hours long, mate.
Oh, wait for the extended edition. It's 3.
Absolutely diabolical.
And this is
the thing. Have you ever enjoyed a reboot or a remake, whatever you want to call it? Something that was brilliant in the 80s, that you watched as a kid, and you thought to yourself, Joseph, oh yeah, wax on, wax off, love all that. And then they get blooming Will Smith's lad to come and be new Karate Kid. Jog on, mate. Not interested, pal.
No.
That was not a good one. Has there ever been a good one? Have you ever seen a good remake?
Not that I can think of. Yeah, there's been a lot of awful stuff, hasn't there?
The reason why you can't think of one is because the answer's no, John.
That's why.
Why do they mess about with this nonsense? Why are they messing about with nostalgia?
I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, I've got nothing against another Ghostbusters movie coming out, but there was no need.
I have. Leave it.
Do it. Just do a sequel.
Create something else.
There was just no need for them to do it in the way that they did it, which was basically cut and paste the original movie, just replace the characters with females, which is fine. They're doing a female's Ocean's 11. That'll wind you up as well.
Yes, it will. there's different ways of looking at this. Some people now might message us and say, I enjoy the new era of Batman films.
Mm.
Do you class that as a reboot or an extension of the story?
Extension.
See, I'm kind of on that wavelength because I'm looking for an argument and a way to defend my argument because I enjoyed the Batman stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking in my head, Dark Knight and stuff like that. I kind of enjoyed that compared to the stuff that I saw in the 90s. Didn't really like that type of stuff. But when you were talking about a one-off, spin-off, a reboot, i.e. Karate Kid, that's where it gets my back up. Don't remake it because it's just going to fall on its backside.
Totally.
Do get in contact with the show if you have ever in your existence as a human being on this planet ever seen a reboot or a remake of a film that you thought, oh, we're all right?